This is VOA News.
Fire remote. I'm Tommy McNeil.
Search and rescue teams continue to look for survivors after strong earthquake in the Aegean Sea between the Turkish coast and the Greek Isle of Samos killed at least 19 people and injured more than 700 amid collapsed buildings and flooding. Officials said 17 people were killed in Izmir, Turkey's third largest city, including one person who drowned. Officials said that a small tsunami struck both south of Izmir and seawater flooded streets on Samos. Seismologists said the earthquake had a magnitude of 6.9 and was centered in the Aegean. Friday, U.S. President Donald Trump dangled a promise to restore normal life to a weary, fearful nation as he looked to campaign past the political damage of the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking in the state of Minnesota in his third rally of the day, Mr. Trump criticized state and local officials who said he had to have a limited-size, socially distanced rally instead of the mass crowds he prefers. Democratic challenger and former Vice President Joe Biden was also speaking in Minnesota, criticizing Mr. Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic that's infected more than 9 million people in the United States and killed more than 229,000. Both candidates plan to stay on the campaign trail until Election Day. Armenia and Azerbaijan have promised to avoid shelling residential areas amid the fighting over Nagorno-Karabakh. Their pledge follows a day of talks in Geneva that were held Friday, even as Azerbaijani troops pushed deeper into the separatist territory. Two sides agreed they will not deliberately target civilian populations or non-military objects in accordance with international humanitarian law. They also promised to help recover and exchange the remains of soldiers left on the battlefield. This is VOA News.